You have joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com, with conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mars Bar on this Sunday, September 25th, 2022. I do appreciate you tuning in. And of course, we always thank you for joining us and visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And always, God bless. I always like to start with a prayer. So today I come before you, our Father, God Almighty, the creator of all things. We humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Jesus, your Son, and our Messiah. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. I continue to scramble the devices of the enemy that wish to come against this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Please, Father God, anoint every listener right now where they are as they tune into this show. Touch them with your beautiful presence. God bless each and every one of them and keep them, protect them as they tune into the truth provided by you, the truth, the life, and the way. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much. All right, so we do have a lot to talk about. We want to make sure that you are getting prepared to vote. Tuesday, November 8th is the midterm election date. And a lot of states have early voting. So you want to make sure that you're registered to vote. You know that the people that you're voting for, what they stand for, and of course, what platform perhaps their party lies in. God knows the platforms. We know that God knows. He is the one that knows everything. So the most important thing, though, we can do is get out and vote. And a lot of people think because of what happened with the 2020 election and the cheating that went on and, of course, continues to go on, they think, oh, well, I won't vote because my vote won't count, and they're afraid of that. But I'm going to tell you right now, God himself says by not voting, you are allowing the evildoers to get away with their agenda and by not trying to stop it. So you must get out and at least do your part and vote and be aware of what is going on in society. Don't be apathetic and make sure that you're doing your part. And at least you can have a clear conscience saying, hey, I did my due diligence. I did my part. And as a United States citizen, you should be proud to have that opportunity. So that's the one thing at least we can try. And then, of course, we could pray that everything works out and that the votes are accounted for and the cheating is no longer. We have to pray for that. And we have to keep the faith and live in faith over fear. Remember that. So those are very important things that we have to do. And so because of that, check with your particular state to find out when you need to register by, if you are not already registered to vote. And of course, if you have any information, voting resources, all that information, you can get that at americastands.us. So americastands.us, that's what it looks like when you type that in. So they have all the resources you need right there for all the states. Just type in your zip code and for your particular area, and you can find out the people you vote for, the party lines, whatever it might be. So speaking of which, today in my particular church service, Pastor George Pearson's of Eagle Mountain International Church, he spoke about the importance of voting. And how he actually has been having no politics. He puts politics aside. He wants to make sure that he's voting biblically and that the way that it aligns with God. So that is something that he spoke about today in church. And I actually have some clips of it so I can share that with you, because it's really important to know where your party lies. And maybe you're independent, maybe you're not Democrat or Republican, but you're an independent voter. you need to be aware, and especially if you keep God first in your life. So this is what George has to say. Pastor George, I just want you to hear it up.
This election will seriously affect the balance of power in Congress. If Republicans take the majority, the president's left agenda will be greatly hindered. If there's a two-thirds majority, especially in the Senate, it can completely halt the president's agenda. That is why we must continue to pray, to vote, stand in faith for God-fearing, anointed leaders in our nation. Now, the last day to register to vote in Texas is October 11th. You can either go online to votetexas.gov to register, or you can go to the voter registration table in the lobby after service. Those of you that are watching, you can go to ivoterguide.com for national information.
Okay, so if you're not in Texas, obviously he's in Texas, but if you're not, ivoterguide.com for nationwide information. And of course, the other one that I mentioned is americastands.us for voting resource. All right. So those are the ways that you can get that done, and just do your part, and then you can at least have a clear conscience saying, hey, I did my part. So let's prove that everything's going to be right and God's truth will prevail. God is going to be shining that light on everything that's happening. All right. So the other thing, of course, he wanted to speak about is how he has been studying how the different platforms are. And this is where he spoke about politics aside, but I have to go with what is more godly and biblical. So this is what he explained.
Saturday, September 22nd, 2012, I was visiting with Brother Copeland about the upcoming election that was about to take place that year. And he began to speak by the Spirit of God, and we were talking about the platforms, the party platforms. And he said, George, you need to take the two political platforms and preach on those points. Look at what the two parties say about a particular issue and compare the two platforms to God's word. Now, let me mention this to you. These are the actual notebooks that I bought in 2012. And I've carried in them the political platforms ever since that time. The latest platforms are now in these two notebooks, the Republican platform, the Democrat platform. So I took that assignment very seriously, and over the years, I have done that again and again. And Brother Copeland said that day, determine which platform best aligns with how the kingdom of God operates. Make it really clear that a platform is something that you stand on. And I'll say to you right now, I'm not being political, I'm being biblical. Make it really clear that a platform is something that you stand on. The platform planks represent the individual issues. And you are standing on the whole stage when you're standing on one. To vote for that platform is to attach yourself to it and partake of the judgment of that platform. There is a judgment that is connected to a platform that is anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-kingdom of God. So he's saying here, to vote for that platform is to attach yourself to it and partake of the judgment of that platform. And then he gave an example. He said, you could vote for a person for some other reason, but if they are an abortionist, you are an accomplice. He said, that doesn't get you off the hook. There's no way out of it. That's a very, very strong statement. For to vote for that platform is to attach yourself to it.
Okay, so I mean, again, this is just showing how you need to make sure that you are voting biblically. If you want to put God first and you want to be right with God and you want to make sure you have eternal life, you want to vote the way that God would say to do. All right, so he's just telling it like it is, speaking from the word. And he made comment about Proverbs 6:16, seven things the Lord hates. Okay, so let me read those seven things to you. All right, here it is. I'll read it straight from the Bible here. The Lord hates and cannot tolerate a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that kill innocent people, a mind that thinks up wicked plans, feet that hurry off to do evil, a witness who tells one lie after another, and a man who stirs up trouble among friends. So specifically in this particular instance, we're referring to the hands that shed innocent blood. And as he had mentioned, abortion. That's what he specifically is talking about in this particular sermon. And that means that's innocent blood. That's innocent life. God does not like that. God loves life. So how could you vote for a party aligned with abortion and think that that is godly? It's not. And so there you go, right there. So that should be the biggest reason to vote biblically if you want to be right with God. So let me have Pastor George Pearson continue.
These two party platforms. And who fits best and aligns themselves with the Word of God? And I read these. I marked these. I read a number of different issues in them that particularly pertain to what you and I see is so important in the life of a believer. I've done my homework time and time again. And so there is much to say about what the Democrat platform says, what the Republican platform says, but let me give you an overview. A place where you can make your own decision. You can decide for yourself. I report, you decide. So what does the Democrat Party platform say about abortion? You just heard what God says. You heard the will of God on this issue. The destruction of children is detestable in his sight. Okay, so let me just read a few of these points to you. On page 32 of the Democrat Party platform, Democrats are committed to protecting and advancing reproductive health, rights, and justice. We believe unequivocally, like the majority of Americans, that every woman should be able to access high-quality reproductive health care services, including a safe and legal abortion. We will repeal the Title X domestic gag rule and restore federal funding for Planned Parenthood, which provides vital prevention and reproductive health care for millions of people, especially low-income people, people of color, and LGBTQ+ people, including in undeserved areas. So the Title X domestic gag rule, what is that? It bans taxpayer monies from being given to facilities that perform or refer abortions. Now, President Trump enacted that in his administration. Enacted the Title X domestic gag rule, banning taxpayer monies from being given to facilities that perform or refer abortions. He enacted the Title X domestic gag rule. Mr. Biden repealed that on October 4th, 2021. It goes back and forth. Back and forth. depending on who is in office at the time, it goes back and forth. On page 32 also, it says Democrats oppose and will fight to overturn federal and state laws that create barriers to reproductive health and rights. Page 82 says Democrats will always protect sexual and reproductive health and rights. We believe that comprehensive health services, including access to reproductive care and abortion services, are vital to the empowerment of women and girls. We will support the repeal of the global gag rule, also known as the Mexico City policy, and measures like the Helms Amendment, which limits safe access to abortion.
Okay, so you just heard that he talked about the repeal that happened under President Trump. So President Trump did not want the federal funding for these procedures to be done. And Biden, on the other hand, repealed it. So therefore, federal funding, people's taxpayer dollars are allowing that procedure to happen. So there you go. Okay. And again, he's saying, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just giving you each platform and what they mean and what they're standing for. Another, I just want to say before I continue, Psalms 139:13, he quoted that one too. Woven together in the womb, the baby was already known by God, created, knitted together in the womb. God knew us before we were born, Jeremiah 1:5, Isaiah 44:2, God creates living things. That's right. Just think about all those, okay? So as we continue, let me just make sure that you're aware of what's happening here so you make the right choice.
What does the Republican Party say about abortion? On pages 13, 14 of the Republican Party platform, the Constitution's guarantee that no one can be, quote, deprived of life, liberty, or property, deliberately echoes the Declaration of Independence proclamation that all are endowed by their Creator with the inalienable right to life. Accordingly, we assert the sanctity of human life and affirm that the unborn child has the fundamental right to life which cannot be infringed. We support a human life amendment to the Constitution and legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment's protections apply to children before birth. And just to note, the 14th Amendment, Section 1 states, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Babies in the womb are protected by the Constitution.
Hallelujah. There you go. Babies in the womb are protected by the Constitution. There you go. All right. Enough said of that. Hopefully you've listened to that. You've become aware of which platform is pro-God, pro-life, that's what God is. So vote the way God would want you to. Pastor George Pearson is saying, vote for the unborn. Basically, that is what he's saying. But he's saying, I'm not making your decision for you, but I've studied this enough to know this is one platform, this is the other. What do you think is more biblical? What do you think God would say? So we know from the word which way to go. So you make the right choice. That's your decision. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to please God. All right. So thank you for listening to that. I just thought it was very important, especially on the heels of what's happening in our society. And of course, midterm elections, as again, coming up Tuesday, November 8th, and a lot of states are having them so you could vote early. So I prefer to do it in person. I definitely think that's the best way to go about it, because that way you know and you're accounted for. You know it indeed that the vote went in the system and it was accounted for, so you don't know it's missing out there in society. But that's the way I do it. But you could choose which way you want to go. Just make sure you do vote, though, because your vote does matter. Don't pretend like it doesn't. So thank you so much. And right now, I just want to do some shout outs real quick to our latest Truth Premium subscribers. We have Gary, Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, Gary, donors, of course, Reverend Dave, Andy, Lisa, Bedlam, and Patreons, Alicia and Dan. So thank you so much. We appreciate your support here at Eternal Affairs Media. We also partner with Mike Lindell, wonderful patriot that he is. God love you, man. And he's been so courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. And of course, we are very excited to be partnering with him and his fabulous MyPillow products made here in the USA. So you can get the best deals by using promo code ETERNAL and go to eternalaffairsmedia.com slash eternal. I'm sorry, mypillow.com/eternal. You can go there to get the best deals. You can also call 1-800-795-5993. So there are plenty of ways to get the best latest deals from Mike Lindell's MyPillow products. Fantastic. Thank you so much. The other thing before I leave today, I want to make sure that everybody's aware of Let Us Worship Super Spreader movie coming out September 29th, coming up real soon in just about 4 days. They're going to be having that movie from Sean Foyt, fantastic Let Us Worship. If you're not familiar already, let me just tell you what it's really about. His film, as rights and religious liberties were being stripped away in the name of public health during the COVID-19 lockdowns, a Christian worship leader, Sean Foyt, knew he had to take a stand for what he believed in, sharing the gospel no matter the cost. So join singer and songwriter Sean Foyt as he takes you on the wild ride of what became the Let Us Worship movement. Super Spreader explores the movement of God that arose when Christians across America decided a pandemic could not stop them from gathering together to worship God. That's going to be a great movie. And in fact, I might be in it. Who knows? Because I was at one of his Let Us Worship events. So I was in California, and it was absolutely fantastic, and I'll never forget it. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful day. And I remember very distinctly, we looked up at the sky as we were worshiping with Sean Foyt there. And it was a beautiful outdoor service, and outside we looked up and this cloud formed in the shape of a heart. So I'm pretty sure that will be in the movie. If you see that, just think of me. I was there. So I appreciate it. And I'm definitely going to be seeing that movie. I can't wait. So I look forward to that. And it will be Super Spreader in theaters on September 29th. So coming up next weekend, I will be looking at that movie before my show, my next show, and probably discussing that. So enjoy. And of course, thank you again for joining me here. We appreciate you coming out and taking the time, and have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless. Put God first. And you know what else to do. Do the right thing. God bless. Goodbye.